And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of February, 2014. It is St. Valentine's Day, the day on which we celebrate love and romance, named for an early Christian priest, St. Valentine, who was martyred for his beliefs on this day in about 270 A.D. According to legend, St. Valentine fell in love with his jailer's daughter, and just before he was taken to be executed, he wrote her a love letter signed, "From Your Valentine." It was on this day, 1895, Oscar Wilde's play, The Importance of Being Earnest, opened in London. He wrote the first draft in just 21 days. The story of Jack Worthing, who pretends to have a younger brother named Ernest and uses that fictitious brother as an excuse for getting out of all kinds of situations and even pretends to be Ernest when that suits his purpose. At the same time, his friend Algernon also begins impersonating Ernest, and when two women fall in love with Jack and Algernon, they both think they are in love with a man named Ernest. Oscar Wilde said that the play expressed his philosophy that we should treat all the trivial things of life very seriously and all the serious things of life with sincere and studied triviality. Oscar Wilde came to a rehearsal of the play a few days before it opened. He was wearing his green carnation and his three-piece maroon suit. He watched the actors for a few minutes, and then he said, "Yes, it is quite a good play. I remember I wrote one very like it myself, but it was even more brilliant than this." And it's the birthday of the comedian Jack Benny, born Benjamin Kubelski in Waukegan, Illinois, 1894. He was a violin prodigy, hoped to have a concert career, but by the age of 17 he was playing in vaudeville, where he learned to use the violin as a prop and to do comedy. His radio show, The Jack Benny Show, began on NBC in 1932 and ran every week for 23 years. He played a character who was stingy and sour, a terrible violinist, and perpetually 39 years old. Here's a poem for today, an old English folk song by an unknown author, "Poor but Honest." She was poor, but she was honest, victim of the squire's whim. First he loved her, then he left her, and she lost her honest name. Then she ran away to London for to hide her grief and shame. There she met another squire, and she lost her name again. See her riding in her carriage in the park, and all so gay. All the nibs and nobby persons come to pass the time of day. See the little old-world village where her aged parents live, drinking the champagne she sends them, but they never can forgive. In the rich man's arms she flutters, like a bird with broken wing. First he loved her, then he left her, and she hasn't got a ring. See him in the splendid mansion entertaining with the best, while the girl that he has ruined entertains a sordid guest. See him in the House of Commons making laws to put down crime, while the victim of his passions trails her way through mud and slime. Standing on the bridge at midnight, she says, "Farewell, blighted love." There's a scream, a splash, good heavens, what is she a-doing of? Then they drag her from the river, water from her clothes they wrang, for they thought that she was drowned, but the corpse got up and sang. It's the same the whole world over. It's the poor that gets the blame. It's the rich that get the pleasure. Isn't it a blooming shame? "Poor but Honest," a poem by an unknown author. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to, thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.